Let's pick up Todd in South Dakota here, and he's got a question about his daughter who was born cross-eyed. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And how old is she?
She's almost 7 now.
And have you done surgery to correct it?
Yes. At 8 months, she had surgery on the inside muscles.
Okay.
And then at 18 months, she had surgery on the right outside muscle.
Okay. And of course, I think you're calling because you know that this surgery is going to be an interference field, right?
Yes.
And it will diminish your vision as the years go by very, very rapidly. And you're absolutely right. That's true. And you can mud pack these. But I'm going to tell you that you could take it a step further. I mean, mud pack them and erase the scar trauma that's blocking the normal nerve and energy flow to those muscles. And then they can fully develop. Okay?
Okay.
That would be number one, Medi body packs. The number two thing that I'd want to do is to get, after you've done a hands and feet and any vaccination, I'd want to get to the injury to her skull or the way the body carried the skull in the womb and correct that so that the original reason the eyes are crossed has been corrected as well.
Okay.
And so, was she a forceps delivered child? Is there?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. Uh-huh. And that's what probably did the job. Okay. So one thing you want to do is you want to make sure if you have more children or your children that there's got to be another answer. We're a very innovative culture, but that's not the answer because the head is very sensitive and very formable. And the force from forceps can be a very serious interference field on the skull. Okay? So what I would do right now is, I know you're in South Dakota, but I think it would pay you to take her for one trip to a QRA practitioner somewhere where they could test the head, figure out the right fluids for the pack, set you up so you could do everything, find the vaccination. It's probably in the leg. It's such a young child.
Yes.
And want to find those and erase those as well so that they can't be troublesome later in life. I must say that I'm very concerned about the proposals of people like Hillary Clinton and others to vaccinate 100% of the people whether they want it or not or put them in detention until they do. I really am concerned about vaccines in general. We need some double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover studies, and they don't exist. So right now what we have is vaccination religion. So I am not a vaccination fan. I would beg the government to plan some studies to see if this is the way to go. And we sure don't have them right now. And I would say I'm not a politician, so I don't know. I don't want to tell you who to vote for, but I do want to tell you that I am very scared of the policies that are being proposed by Hillary Clinton, and I would have to say that would be a good person not to vote for. Anyway, I think that we want to clear these, and a QRA practitioner could give you a lot of help in that area. Okay, Tom?
Use the HDL caps in the mud pack?
Yes, there's a whole procedure if you get them. But remember, if you're going to do them around the eyes, you have to make the mud into a very thick pudding. So there's no chance any of it's going to run toward the eye.
Sure.
Okay? And they can help you with that when you call in. And what I would do is you can try these, but you've got to do your hands and feet first and get those on. And then since the vaccination would not be on the arm, it's almost for sure on the leg,
yes.
Then we should be able to get right up there and start doing the eyes. And then if you look at the site, and the reason I wanted a QRA practitioner is they're going to be able to find where she's damaged on the skull from the forceps and show you how to mud pack that and then test again to be sure it's all clear. Now the head can form and grow, and Lord willing, she can have a wonderful, healthy life with balanced, great vision. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Todd.
All right.
Bye now.